I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. Iranians are under a communication and internet blackout as the conflict goes into day six. Sat-7 broadcasts satellite television around the censors into Iran with biblical hope. John Cernelia with Sat-7 USA shares a prayer from a believer in Iran. Please pray.
He wrote, "With all the sorrow, how can a man lay his head on the pillow and sleep? O God, I believe that you are present and see all the injustice, so I lift my hands to you, and in the name of your only beloved Son, I ask you to intervene. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I ask you to shape the future of Iran according to your perfect will, and bring joy and laughter in place of tears and sadness. I ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen."
Then, in Muslim-majority North Africa, persecution of Christians usually comes from one's family rather than the government. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
"One of the challenges for our Christian brothers and sisters there is to stay in those family situations, which can be very, very hard, very, very high pressure, even sometimes physical violence, to stay in those situations long enough to be a witness for Christ."
Some pastors in North Africa urge converts to stay with their families and to be witnesses to them, even at the cost of their own safety. In Algeria, government action against Christians takes the form of closing churches, but even this plants gospel seeds for Muslim neighbors. Please pray that believers in North Africa will be faithful witnesses to their families. Learn the full story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.